Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Well, if you have your Bible, I want you to grab it, whatever you've got it on there today, here and online, and grab your Bible and make our confession together. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind's alert. My heart's receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life gets stronger and stronger. Give God your best shout. Y'all sound so good today. Amen. 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 Well, open your Bible with me to the book of James as we begin our Bible study today. The book of James. We're beginning a brand new series for the month of July, and it's called Unwavering, Unwavering Faith. Unwavering Faith. Y'all pray for me now because I need your prayers. God would help me to communicate clearly and in a way that you and I can apply what we're learning at Church on the Rock. You know, somebody said that if my learning is not leading to action, then I really haven't learned anything. If my learning isn't leading to action, then I really haven't learned anything. What does that mean? If I'm just a hearer and not a doer, I'm deceiving myself. If I'm just listening and never applying, it's not helping what I'm hearing. It's not helping what I'm hearing unless I'm applying what I'm learning. And that's what we're all about here at Church on the Rock, right? That's part of our culture. Build your house on the rock. What is that? Hear the word, do the word. So I'm excited about unwavering faith for the month of July. I believe that you and I, our faith is going to grow this month together. Our faith is going to get strong. I'm giving you the reason and the why and what to expect. Our faith is going to get stronger. I believe we're going to be more single-minded, more persistent, more determined than ever before. I believe at the end of the month, we're going to be more settled in what we believe and stand in a more firm way than ever before. I'm excited about it. Now, the villain that I want to attack all month is wavering faith. Wavering faith. I want to attack that villain. I want to help all of us. From time to time, we all struggle with believing for something. We all struggle for believing for something. We all do. And we go from faith to faith. The Bible says in Romans 1, verse 17, we go from this level of faith to the next level of faith. And I believe during COVID, the last 18 months, you and I have faced things we've never faced before, and we struggle with it. You know, I've told you some of my own struggles so we can identify. As a megachurch pastor, I've never pastored a megachurch without meeting with the people. Think about that. You're carrying on a career and a job, but you can't meet with the people. Most of you that have your own business or a job, you can still meet, you know, in different ways. But for the many people part of our church, and to meet without being face-to-face, or with new technology and new methods, definitely the message hasn't changed in the last 18 months, but our methods, they've changed. So we all face, it was a struggle for me. And you know, there are, and thanks be to God, he's helping us, amen? Because we're coming out stronger. That's our confession. But we all have faced things, maybe in the area of health. Maybe you got COVID, or you lost a loved one or a good friend. Maybe you lost your job. Maybe something happened financially. But you face something that your faith really struggled with. You know, really, without struggle, without exercising my faith, there's no growth, right? So no fight, no struggle, no pressure, really no growth. It's no pain, no gain, right? You go into the gym, and unless you get to a place of discomfort, your muscles will never grow. Unless we get to a place of discomfort with our faith, Our faith will never grow. So I want to help all of us who maybe today you're struggling in the area of your faith and maybe finances or your health or your marriage or you're a teenager or your toddler. You're facing things, you know, and you say, man, Pastor, I want to believe. And one day I believe, and the next day I don't. One day I come to church or I'm on church on demand, and man, my faith is strong. And then Monday, all hell hits me, and I kind of bounce back and forth. So that's what we're talking about. How do you keep from bouncing back and forth? How do you keep from a yo-yo or roller coaster Christianity? That's the villain I want to attack and conquer. Because somebody said the mark of maturity is consistency. The mark of maturity is consistency. The more consistent I am with my faith, the stronger my faith will become. The more consistent we are with nutrition and exercise, the healthier we become. The more consistent we are in reading and applying our Bible, the stronger our faith becomes into unwavering faith. So we're going to look at James chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. That's our text. But let me give you the definition of waver, okay? And unwavering and to waver. I looked it up in my 1828 dictionary. And to waver, it said, is to move one way and then another. In other words, I'm up one day and I'm down the next. That's wavering. Now, when I waver, my faith is not efficient. When I waver, my faith releases and has no power. So to waver is up one day and down the next. This is Webster, 1828. Unsettled in my faith. Uncertain in my faith. One day I'm settled. One day I'm certain. One day I'm fully persuaded. And then all kinds of symptoms and circumstances and people and pressure and obstacles. And the next day I'm wondering. Next day I'm unsettled. Next day, you know, I'm uncertain. I'm questioning God. That's to waver. And when I waver, the Bible says, I won't get anything. Oh, my goodness. When I waver, I won't get anything. When I waver, my prayers don't work. When I waver, my faith is dead. Oh, my goodness. So it means 1828, Webster. It means to move one way, then another, unsettled in your faith. And I'm thinking of my pastor from years ago, who's now in heaven, John Osteen. And I remember a phrase he used to always say that always stuck with me. He said, Dave, I believe this so much so that you could beat me with a ball bat until I'm a greasy spot in the middle of the road and I won't change what I believe. I never forgot that little analogy. He said, you can beat me with a ball bat until I'm a greasy spot in the middle of the road and I still won't waver. I still won't change. I may feel like it's not working. It may look like it's not working. It may sound like it's not working. All my circumstances are contrary to the word of God. But he said, you can beat me with all that till I'm a greasy spot in the middle of the road, and I won't change my believing. Ooh, I like that. So it means unsettled, 1828, Webster. It means to be undetermined. Undetermined. It means to fluctuate. And it also means to doubt, to fluctuate. These are definitions, to fluctuate and to doubt. And then 1828, Webster, unwavering. I like this, a quiet confidence, to have unwavering faith, faith that won't be up and down, faith that won't be unsettled, faith that doesn't question God, the faith that's determined, unwavering faith in 1828, Webster, quiet confidence that responds with immediate obedience. I love that. A quiet confidence that responds to challenges of life with instant obedience. What does that mean? That means that we walk by faith and not by how we feel. Right now in our culture, it's all about emotions and it's all about feelings. But one of the characteristics and nature of unwavering faith is you don't walk by how you feel, but you walk by what you believe. And what you believe trumps how you feel. So that's what we're talking about today. That's the big idea I want you to walk away from today, is that unwavering faith isn't led by their feelings, because our feelings are fickle. Our feelings are a gift from God, but we're to manage them and not let them manage us. We're to control them and not let them control us. So unwavering faith is to be determined. It's to have a quiet confidence in the midst of the storms of life that you respond instantly with obedience to what does the word say. This is how I feel, but what does the word say? This is my circumstances, but what does the word say? This is what the doctor said, the lawyer said, my friend said, the judge said, the counselor said, the principal said, but what does the word say? This is what my ex said, this is my husband said, my mom and dad said, my best friend said, but what does the word say? Unwavering faith does not, they're not led by how they feel. Now, this is countercultural right now. What I'm teaching this whole month, y'all praying for me, right? I sure do love you. Is that the life of a Christian is a life of contrast. Right now, everybody's so easily offended, so easily upset. Their emotions are on, they're wearing on their shoulder, a chip on their shoulder. I mean, people fly off at the, you know, fly off the handle at just any little thing. In the midst of that, you and I are to have unwavering faith. In the midst of that, in the summer of 2021, we're to have a faith that isn't led by how they feel. We don't do what we feel like doing. We walk by faith and not by feeling. So that's the whole big idea. And now let's get into the meat of it. I'm going to go over here to the board, and we're going to read James chapter 1, verses 1 through 6 in three different translations, okay? Now, the reason I give you three different translations is because it breaks it down, gives you different revelation, makes it clear. So James 1, verse 1 through 6. From James, this is the Living Bible, from James, the servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the Jewish Christians scattered everywhere, greetings. Dear brothers, is your life full of difficulties? Yes and amen. Dear brothers, is your life full of difficulties and temptations? Then what do? Get happy. Oh my goodness. Then be happy. If your life is, that's a different response than how you feel. Most people, if they're going through hard times, they're going to act like it. Most people, when they're going through difficult times, they're going to talk like it. They're going to say, you know, let everybody know how they feel about what they're going through. But people like you and me at Church on the Rock, who live a life of contrast to our culture, when we're going through difficulties, we respond with what does the word say? The word says, get happy. The word says, get happy. What does the Bible say? A happy heart works good like a medicine. A happy heart works good and better than medication. I'd rather go to the Word than Walmart for drugs, all right? So, dear brothers, is your life full of difficulties, temptations, then be happy. For when the way is rough, it's when the way is rough we grow. Ooh, I like it. It's when the way is rough we grow. It's not when it's easy. It's not when it's comfortable. It's not when it's hunky-dory. It's when it's rough. You and I, Church of the Rock, are coming through stronger on COVID on the other side. Dream team stronger, staff stronger, pastor stronger, ministry stronger, voice stronger, congregation stronger. We grow in rough times. So he said, for when the way is rough, your patience has a chance to grow. So let it grow. Don't try to squirm out of your problems. We want to do what the Navy SEALs say, embrace the suck. Embrace the suck. We don't want to squirm out of our problems. For when your patience is finally in full bloom, then you'll be ready on the other side of COVID, post-COVID, for anything. What's happened? Our character is being developed. Your character helps you stay where your talent has brought you. Your character helps you handle the pressure of the position that your talent has took you to. People who have talent and no character don't last. people who have talent with character stay in the ring and win. So let it grow. Don't try to squirm out of your problems. Embrace the suck. For when your patience is finally in full bloom, then you'll be ready for anything, strong in character, full and complete. Let's all say strong in character. Oh, you sound so good. Again, strong in character. One more time, strong in character. That's what it's all about. The test you're in, the trial you're in, the problems, the difficulties, is to grow us up. Now, if we respond incorrectly, we won't grow up. But if we respond correctly, we will grow up. So if we waver in our faith, we won't grow up. But if we're unwavering in our faith, we will grow up. So let it grow. Don't try to squirm out of your problems. Don't you love the Word and the Living Bible? But when your patience is finally in full bloom, then you'll be ready. You will be ready for anything, strong in character, full and complete. If you want to know what God wants you to do when you're in trouble, problems, difficulties, then he says, ask him. Ask God. If you want to know what God wants you to do, then just ask him in the trial. We're asking God for wisdom. We're asking God to show us what we don't know. Now listen very carefully. Read my lips. Don't throw away what you do know when you're facing a situation that you don't know what to do. Don't throw away what you do know when you're going through a season of what you don't know. You know what I mean by that? No. When you're going through a season and you're questioning God, that will lead to wavering. God, why? Why so long? Why me? Why did it happen? What that does is you're throwing away everything you've been taught at Church on the Rock. You're throwing away all the Word and all the sermons and all the principles and all the keys and all the lessons for what we do know, because we're going through a difficult time, a time full of trouble, and we don't have the answers. We don't know why it's happening. When you don't know why it's happening, don't throw away what you already know. Stand firm on the Word. Stand firm on what you've been taught and trust God. If you want to know what God wants you to do, ask him in this trial, trying to deal with your health, habits, hang-ups, hurts, and he will gladly tell you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He will gladly tell you, for he is always ready. God is always ready. God is always ready. God is always ready. God's the answer for what you're going through today. God's the answer for what I'm going through today. He will gladly answer you. He's always ready to give you a bountiful supply of wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the key. Get wisdom. Bible says right hand, long life. Get wisdom. Left hand, riches, honor, and favor. That's what the Bible says. Don't throw that away. When you're in trouble and a trial and a test and a difficulty and you don't know why, if you keep going down the why road, it will unsettle your faith. You'll have wavering faith. I'll have wavering faith, and our faith won't work. Wavering faith don't, won't, ain't, aren't, doesn't work. Am I connecting today? So he's always ready to give you a bountiful supply of wisdom. To everybody who asks, he will not resent your asking. What a good God we serve today. But when you ask, be sure you really expect him to tell you. That's the key. Expect an answer. Expect him to tell you. For a doubtful mind, that's another word for waver. Another word for waver in the Bible is doubt. Somebody said, doubt, I'll go without, right? So a doubtful mind will be unsettled. Didn't I give that to you from 1828 dictionary? Unsettled, undetermined. An unsettled, as a wave, there's our word wavering faith or unwavering faith. As a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. Now, the wind there is a type and shadow of circumstances. When I allow circumstances to cause me to be up one day and down the next, that's what we call wavering faith. And wavering faith receives nothing from the Lord. Now, next weekend, we're going to get to verse 7 and verse 8. And it says, let not that man think they're going to receive anything. We'll get with that next weekend. But I want to keep moving on today with some things that I think are very important to lay a foundation. And again, I sure do love you big time. What a joy being with you today on the 4th of July. Let's read it from the Passion Translation, okay? Greetings, my name's Jacob. I'm a love slave of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm writing to all the 12 tribes of Israel who have been sown as seeds among the nations. My fellow believers, when it seems as though you are facing nothing but difficulty, boy, I felt like that during COVID certain days. Seemed like, you know, everything could go wrong went wrong that day. I mean, you know, during COVID, I had my truck stolen. Do y'all remember that story? I had my truck stolen in the city. I was at a chiropractor, came out, truck was gone. That dude, the police said that he'd stolen 7 trucks that same day. I mean, you know, everything else, you know, and then this happens, then that happens, and we've had those days where it just seemed like that everything that could go wrong went wrong. Though you're facing nothing but difficulties, see it as an invaluable opportunity. Wow. Look at the perspective. Look at the life of contrast between a Christian and a non-Christian. Look at the difference that you and I should be from the world, our response to difficult days. What a witness when we respond Christ-like, when we respond with strong faith, settled faith, determined faith, unwavering faith. When you're facing nothing but difficulties, see it as an opportunity. Those who saw COVID as an opportunity have excelled. Those who saw it as an obstacle and obstruction only have been defeated. See it as an opportunity to experience, oh, I like it in the Passion, the greatest. Everybody say greatest. Everybody in the small home group, small group, a watch party, say greatest. Everybody here, greatest. Everybody at the ice cream truck early, greatest. Notice the greatest joy that you can ever experience. Pastor, I'm going through the greatest problems. Well, then expect the greatest joy of the Lord to manifest if we respond like Christ wants us to respond. For you know that when your faith is tested, that's what's going on right now. It stirs up power within you to endure all things. Notice, power isn't stirred up without a test. Power isn't stirred up without a test. Notice the different translations and the wording, how it brings out different revelation. And then as your endurance grows even stronger, I go stronger in a test if I respond correctly. Without a test, I don't grow strong. But it's not just the test, because you and I know lots of people going through a test and their faith hasn't grown. In fact, it's gotten smaller. They've backslidden, got out of church, and have nothing to do with God during COVID. It's how we respond in the test, not with wavering faith, questioning God up one day and down the next, but with unwavering faith. We're settled, we're confident, we're determined, we're fully persuaded. That your endurance grows even stronger, it will release perfection. I think the other one was character. It will release perfection. So it doesn't mean being perfect. It means growing in our character. Into every part of your being until there's nothing missing. Oh, I like it. Nothing missing, nothing lacking. Nothing missing, nothing lacking. If anybody longs to be wise, ask God for wisdom. If anybody longs to be wise, ask God for wisdom, and God will give it to you. He won't see your lack of wisdom as an opportunity to scold you over your failures. And listen up, we've all failed, and we're going to fail more. But I want to encourage you, just because we fail, we're not failures. And somebody said the road to success is full of failure, all right? So don't get down on yourself, and don't let the devil get you down today, because we've all failed, we've all fallen short, we've all missed it. But a righteous person, they fall 7 times. They get up again, all right? But he will overwhelm, I love this, he'll overwhelm your failures with his generous grace, grace's favor. He will overwhelm your failures with generous grace. Verse 6, just make sure you ask empowered by confident faith. Passion Translation calls unwavering faith confident faith. That you have confident faith without doubting. What's doubting? Waver. Without wavering, that you will receive. Notice, if I doubt, I won't receive. If my faith is confident, I will. So for the ambivalent person believes 1 minute, and then they doubt the next. That's what a wavering faith looks like. I believe one day, and the next day I don't. I'm up one day, the next day I'm down. It's called roller coaster Christianity. Being undecided, that's wavering faith, undecided. Being undecided makes you become like the rough seas, driven and tossed by the wind. You're up 1 minute, and then you're down the next. Up 1 minute, and then down the next. What we're reading our main text from different translations to bring out revelation so we understand what it looks like to waver or not to waver. James 1, we're going to go now to the children's Bible. Yeah, we're coming up with a kids camp. Don't forget kids camp. Sign up your kids. It's up to you, mom and dad, guardian, grandma, granddad, aunt, uncle. You're the key to the success, dream team. So notice this is the children's Bible. From James, a servant of the God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to all of God's people who are scattered everywhere in the world, greetings. My brothers, you will have, not maybe, you will have many kinds of trouble. But when these things happen, go get high. Go give up. No, when these things happen, you should be very happy. This should be our response as Isaiah comes out. This should be our response. Be happy. You know. How can you be happy, Pastor? Because you know something. You know something. You know the outcome. You know how it's going to turn out. You've read the end of the book. You know that these things are testing your faith, but this will give you more patience. Let your patience sow itself perfectly in what you do. Then you'll be perfect. It doesn't mean perfect. It means character and complete. You will have everything you need. But if any of you needs wisdom, you should ask God for it. God is generous. He enjoys, what a good God we serve today. He enjoys giving to all people. So God will give you wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. When anybody always asks me, you know, the other day, Richard Roberts called me and he said, Dave, Dave, what can I pray for you about? Richard Roberts. He's going to be with us in September, by the way, on a Wednesday night, a healing meeting. He said, I said, wisdom. You know, one of my advisors, they text me, what can I pray for you? Wisdom. That's always my answer. Wisdom. Marilyn Hickey, our spiritual mom, if I lie, I fry. About every week, she'll call Kim and I, Marilyn Hickey, what can I pray for you guys for? Wisdom. Because if you get wisdom, you get long, healthy life. Years added to your life. If you get wisdom, you get riches and honor. Where's that, Pastor? Proverbs 6, Joshua chapter 1. So wisdom, if you need wisdom, ask God for it. He's generous. He enjoys giving to all of his people. And God will give you wisdom for the trial and the test so your faith won't waver. But when you ask God, you must believe. Do not doubt God. Doubt your flesh. Doubt your feelings. Doubt your friends. Doubt the weather. Doubt the news. But don't doubt God. Doubt your symptoms, but don't doubt God. He says, don't doubt God. Anybody who doubts God is like a wave. The wind blows and the wave is up and the wave is down. I hope I helped you today on how to have unwavering faith. We've just begun. I'm more excited about this series than any other series of the year. I believe it's going to help us. I only got so far, seriously, on my notes. It was just the introduction. Right there is as far as I got. See where my thumb is? That's as far as I got. Right there, 30 minutes. Actually, 30 minutes and 27 seconds. But stay with me. Share it with a friend. Next week, we'll continue. I'm here to help you. My name is Dave. I love you. I care about you. And now I want to pray for you right now. Everybody in this room, everybody online, everybody outside, everybody in the drive-in church, 4th of July, take us with you on vacation, wherever you're at. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I'd like to lead you to him today. Jesus Christ is coming back soon. I've got to tell you that because when it happens, I don't want anybody to be left and say, Pastor Blunt never told us. The Bible says we should live every day like he's coming today, but plan like he's not coming in our lifetime. Pastor, I've heard all my life. So have I. Nothing has to happen for the rapture. A lot of things have to happen for the second coming. Are you ready? You trying to scare me? No. I'm trying to get you to use your life what it was created to be. I'm trying to get you to tap into your potential. I'm letting you know you're important. You're significant. God's got a plan. God's got a will. God's got an assignment. There are people that God has in your world that God wants to reach them through you. You say, Pastor, I don't know God. I want to know God. I'm away from God. I want to come back to God. Punch the button on your smartphone, your laptop. Faith is an act. You got to do something. Push the button on the screen. Here in this room, here outside in the lobby, drive-in church, raise your hand. Would you, if that's you? Ushers are helping me. Just raise your hand high. Pastor, that's me. I want to come to God. I don't want religion. I want a relationship. Pastor, I want to come back to God. You see, after COVID, right now, God doesn't want you to resume your life. God wants you to restart your life. God does not want you to resume your old ways before COVID. God wants you to restart your life afresh and anew. We're all going to pray this prayer. You can put your hands down. Thank you so much. We're going to pray this prayer together. Say it with me. Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me. He rose again. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I receive you now. Take my life. Fill me with the Holy Spirit and use me for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.